The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Welcome, nerds, to the Reckless Rollers. I'm Scott, the GM for this campaign, and with me are my players, who will introduce themselves at this point, probably.
Hello, I'm Mars, and I play as Paxson.
I'm Mars, and I play as Old Man Wannabe.
I am Stephanie, and I play as Catchery. Pyrus?
We are here.
He's
on
here.
No problem, but that's not gonna stop me today.
Alright.
Oh god, they're excited. Shut up.
Alright. We were waiting on you to introduce yourself and all that.
Well, that's awesome. I'm Tyrus and I play Polly and I'm awesome.
Okay. That sounded very dismissive, and it might have been. I haven't decided how I'm feeling today. So, last time, a fucking murder happened, and, yeah, let's move on. No, if you want to know what happened last time, you might want to check it out. A lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
A lot of TMs.
Shit hit the fan.
A lot of TMs got blood.
There was blood.
There was an evolution, and that evolution resulted in even more savagery. I also introduced Big Guy riding on a warthog, which, that's always fun.
I don't remember Warthog, man.
There was the other grunt. Polly sent Dog the Pig Knight after her to go fetch him.
Oh.
And he got brought back riding on top of it. Yelling, "Wee!" Oh, and of course, there was a beautiful moment between him and Wannabe.
And Wannabe was not into it.
Aww.
They had a very loving
moment
with each other.
There was guitar playing.
Did that end up staying in?
I kept the guitar part in the bloopers.
Let's go!
Yeah. And nothing else happened. Definitely not. There might have been other stuff. I don't know. It's been a long day.
Nothing.
Let's continue on.
Absolutely nothing.
Let's continue on. So, we're gonna start... Well, we got some overnight stuff happening in-game, and then we're going to have some morning stuff happening in-game, and we're going to start with the overnight stuff, because that's chronological order, and fuck anyone who says otherwise.
Alright.
So, we're going to start off with Catchery. You get up into your room with your Decidueye, your very nonchalant murderer Decidueye, following shortly behind, just preening herself. I believe her name was chosen to be Dodo.
Dodo.
Yes. She's preening some of the loose feathers from her wings, because she changed very quickly from a small owl about knee length to just a dude. just a regular average sized person shaped owl with a hoodie. Basically Paxson, but with murderous intent.
Who's to say I don't have murderous intent?
I mean, we'll get to that in the morning.
I always knew.
But your Pokemon and Dodo, who is your Pokemon, I don't know why I'm excluding her, make it into your room. And you close the door.
Oh, Dodo, you and I have to have a very long conversation tonight.
And she just sits down in a chair because she is human-sized. Like
that feels weird.
That does feel weird, but it makes
sense. I have to get used to that.
The owl sits in a chair.
Crosses one leg over the other.
Oh, I really have to get used to you doing that. Okay, alright, Dodo.
Puts on some reading glasses and holds a book out. And then closes it for
maybe
effect.
Maybe bedtime.
Just put on the whole get up for show.
Closes the book for effect and goes, who?
Who?
And now has your full attention. I'm gonna have you roll either perception or occult. It's your choice.
Perception or occult? Well, I believe one of these is better than the others, technically. They're the same right now because I updated my stats to reflect our the changes that are about to happen. But we'll go with perception first. I rolled a 9 out of 3d6.
Yeah, it wasn't that difficult of a DC because the book that your Decidueye, Dodo, is holding looks like you shouldn't have it, but you have it.
Oh, fuck.
It's...
Dodo, where did you get that book, bestie?
She pulls it. Or she points at a spot under her wing.
So you were just, like, holding on to it?
And she nods.
Okay. Alright. Okay.
Yes. To reiterate, this book is leather-bound, no words on the cover, and it just emanates this weird, malevolent aura. That, yes, wannabe can detect, but at this point, we're not doing wannabe, we're doing Catry.
Wannabe's asleep right now, so Catry can have all this
good.
Shit.
Good. We'll get to you later. Yeah, you see Dodo holding this book. She has it closed in her hand wing. She takes off her reading glasses.
Where did you get the reading glasses?
She points at a spot under her.
Was that, were you also just holding? Okay, so you're just holding on. But like, where did you get them from initially? Did you steal them?
She shrugs.
Did you just find them on the ground somewhere?
She shrugs her shoulders.
All right, Dodo, you and I really have to have a talk about criminal activity, I think.
She shakes out her wings and several wallets fall out.
How much money is in all the wallets?
I'm gonna roll a D100. Let me find my other D10. That is 9,000 poke. Total.
9,000?
Total.
Hell yeah.
Let's go criminal activity.
Alright, you know what? Good job, but don't do that again, okay?
She looks a little ashamed.
We're just gonna not acknowledge this, but I do appreciate the money. It's been a hard day. We can I don't know. We'll pay it forward. We'll put it to good use.
She still looks a little ashamed, and she's holding the book a little closer to you.
Do you want me to take the book from you?
She nods.
Okay.
And
I, all right.
Continuing with that 9 roll in your which one did you roll? Occult or perception?
Perception.
You can see.
I can roll occult too
if you want.
I got a 5.
With your 9 roll in perception, you can see that part of her wing is starting to take on a similar color to the cover of the book.
Oh, what the fuck?
The part that's touching it.
Okay, this is my book now. You're not touching this anymore.
And you take it from her?
Yeah.
The color leaves her wing as soon as the book leaves her hand.
Okay.
And you can feel power in the book.
Oh.
It's almost irresistible, but I'm going to let you roll focus, and I'm going to tell you straight away the difficulty for this is a 12.
I have 2d6.
Let's see how you do.
Okay. I'm not even going to bother rolling the second dice because I got a 5. In total, I got a 9. But
you find yourself opening the book as you're still talking to Dodo, and at this point, you don't even realize what words are coming out of your mouth. You're kind of going on autopilot as you open the book and you start to leaf through it page by page, reading each word over and over and over again. And the pages start to move seemingly on their own as you continue to read, and you just keep reading, and you get this feverish feeling that you just have to finish this. You cannot stop until you're finishing this. And Dodo is looking a little bit more and more concerned because you're still autopilot lecturing her, but it seems like you've just been repeating the same phrase over and over and over again. But you don't know what that phrase is. And you just can't stop reading it until you get to the last page. The last page only has 2 words on it. Good luck. And as you close this book, you realize that the sun is peeking through the window.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I got really into that, huh?
And you look back down at the book, and it's not a book anymore. It's a rock.
What?
A completely circular black pebble. Flat. Lays on your hand. It's got a little smiley face on it in white chalk.
When did I do this?
We cut.
Oh, I should have slept.
And we cut back to a few hours prior. Wannabe. You get to your room, open the door, and just faceplant directly onto the bed.
Tomorrow's we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And just Grimble shall slowly crawl up towards the pillow.
As you start to drift off, you can feel a slight ping in the back of your head.
I'm obviously getting a headache at this point. I go stand up and try to find any like ibuprofen or anything like that I can take. Anything in the cabinet?
You walk over to the bathroom
like the communal bathroom. And you look and see if there's any like ibuprofen, anything like that on any form of medicine cabinet, and you see there's a bottle that looks like it would be ibuprofen. The label's ripped off and someone has written on it, "Take this for pain."
Well, might as well take it. I just take a two pills and like, well, time to hit the hay.
Alright, so you pop these two pills. Did you even look at them before you popped them in?
Well, yeah, he's taking... He probably would take a look at me just saying pills for pain.
I'm meaning like the actual pills.
What?
The bottle just...
What'd you say, Scott?
I'm meaning the actual pills. The pill bottle just said take this for pain.
Yeah, he's taking a look and seeing it look like normal ibuprofen pills. They usually have a generic look.
Yeah, they do have that white chalky look. There's no like carved words on it. Instead, there's just a smiley face carved on it.
Can I roll medicine?
Yeah, you can roll medicine.
Medicine education. That is a 8 out of 2d6.
Good. The difficulty was going to be a 6. So, yeah, these are drugs.
Oh.
Definitely drugs.
For headaches or just knock you out drugs?
I mean, you won't be feeling a headache.
But would I be conscious still?
Depends on your definition of conscious. You'll still be you.
Okay. He's putting those back up. Oh, I'll just get an ice pack. I'll just get a cold pack.
Alright.
He just gets a cold pack and they on his face.
Alright, no ecstasy for wannabe. Got it.
Ecstasy!
Alright.
Jeez.
The funny thing is, you said you were going to look in a medicine cabinet. I was just going to have you pull some ibuprofen out of your bag. It sounds like something an old man would have, so...
Dear boy.
I mean, if you want, you could still be like, okay, I'm just going to grab some...
No.
Some...
Now he's going to call back one day down.
Alright. You have Jovi cool up one of these, like, freezer bags, like the cold packs, and you take it out and just lay it on the back of your head as you lay down face first, and just again as you start to go to sleep, you feel a ping, not a ping of pain, just like something's there.
Well, good night, world.
As you start to fall asleep, well, as you do fall asleep, everything goes black. You find yourself in an area that is just black. Inky blackness.
You get a goopy menace.
And you can hear a voice as you try and look around, see if there's any familiar anything. You hear a voice saying, "Hello, old friend. It's been a while."
Is this the book? Is this the book voice?
I mean, if you want to roll like general knowledge, you can, just to try and place the voice to a face.
Yeah. That one is a 6.
Can't place it. It sounds familiar, like you've heard it a long time ago, though.
Okay, that's what your name is? Wherever you are?
Oh, wannabe. I'm wounded. You don't remember your old friend or nemesis. It doesn't matter. You don't remember the G-Man? Oh, wait, shit. I forgot the G-Man's Half-Life 2. Half-Life series. I'm keeping it in. I'm keeping that in. Fuck it.
I thought that was on purpose.
No, but... As he continues to talk, you can see a silhouette starting to walk towards you in this inky blackness. Somehow you're able to tell that there's a silhouette. But it's a silhouette of a robed figure with this weird fucking hair. Just moving slightly closer, and you can see this bright smile coming from the silhouette as he continues and says, "Surely you remember who I am. I mean, after all, you were there when I died."
I was there when a lot of people kicked the bucket. I'm getting old.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, getting old.
Eh, part of life. Plus, I think I went to some time magic shit, so... So I'm not sure how long I have left now, but in any case, could you at least tell me your name so I can at least know who you are?
He walks even closer, and the silhouette starts to fade a little bit into a more visible appearance. The robe is a cloak. It's lined with gold, and it has these weird, like, eye designs all over it. It's a green-haired
man. Yes, that's as soon as he sees the eye designs, his eyes narrow for a moment. Getcha.
So you do remember me. Fantastic.
Well, we didn't really have much of a personal relationship. You were just a bastard.
A lot of people have said that about me. A lot of people will continue to say that about me, but...
It's accurate.
After tomorrow, it's not gonna matter. My plan's been in motion. It'll still be in motion. Just make sure to tune in tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. And the silhouette, or the figure of Getsis, just warps. And the cloak changes slightly to this dusty trench coat. The hair changes from green to blue, and instead it sticks out in two tufts. And the face becomes rubbery, missing a nose. The smile is still there, but the eyes look dead, as in front of you is that goddamned Mr. Mime. The voice continues as Mr. Mime's mouth continues to move with the voice. "Tomorrow, everything changes." Then he sinks into the inky blackness, and you're left alone in this dream once again.
As he leaves, Mime wants to say something before he finishes.
Alright, his head is still sticking out, just smiling at you, making faces as you continue to talk.
You're right. Well, probably does change. Might change because of your shit, but you never know when it's going to bite you right back in the ass.
Luckily, it's not my ass that's going to get bitten. It's just Mime's. Ta-ta! As he waves his one hand, like, sticks it out from the ink, wiggles his fingers, and the rest of him just sinks. And then you're left alone in this inky blackness for a little bit before it cracks. And light starts to peek through, and you're in just this Pokemon Center lodging room with a Pelipper spitting water at the back of your head. And you can tell, you can see light peeking through the blinds in the window. Can we cut to... I'm gonna say we cut to Polly. We're gonna save Paxons for last.
Whoa.
Yep, fuck.
Alrighty.
Polly. It's... Polly, you wake up to, like, your watch, phone watch thing vibrating on the nightstand next to you. It's pretty dark, but it's vibrating long enough and intensely enough to where you're just like, this thing's gonna keep going until I answer it. I might as well.
Yeah. Well, let's pick it up.
As you pick it up, a hologram image of Letitia Gray pops up. She looks significantly more tired than she was last time you saw her. Like, she's been working on something for a while. And she says, "Oh, Polly, sorry, is this a bad time? I haven't seen daylight in about a week, so time's kind of weird for me right now. Is this a bad time, though?
Nah, not at all. And, sounds like you're working pretty hard to not have seen daylight for a week. What's up?
Well, we rescued something. Pretty sure it's a Pokemon. But we had some of our people looking into the ruins of the old Aether Foundation back in Alola. And there was this, and she holds up a Pokeball that's... It looks like it's designed kind of like a friend ball, but it's black and white. And she taps on the button for it, and this very strange creature that doesn't look like a Pokemon, it looks like multiple Pokemon sewn together, comes out. It's wearing this iron... Well, not iron. It's like a brass metallic helmet over its head. And it's got these weird scales lining its back until it gets to this fish tail. And she just says, I've basically spent the last week trying to make this... Well, the records indicated that it's a type null. I've been trying to get it used to humans again, and it's been rough going. And she pats a nub on her shoulder where an arm used to be.
Oh,
but
yeah, sounds like this thing is going through it. Sounds like you're going through it.
It's been a rough week. But honestly, this thing has way too much energy. It's way too rowdy for us to be able to handle it here. And we don't have many field researchers out to try and bond with it. I know this is imposing a lot, but could you look after it for a while?
I would be, I'd be happy to try and get this thing used to humans again. I'll take responsibility of this one.
Alright, just so you know, it's probably not gonna listen to you at all until you form some form of bond. It might actively be hostile towards you and your friends unless you can keep it under control. But I really appreciate you doing this for me. I don't have too many more I don't really have many more arms I can sacrifice to try and help this type null. And it needs all the help it can get. So, we'll have it sent to you right away. Expect it in your box in the next hour.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It's nothing, really.
I really appreciate it, and if you need anything from us, please let me or any of your other, you know, coworkers here know.
Mm-hmm. I definitely will.
All right.
Bye.
I know you said it was a bad time. It looks like you were asleep, so I'm going to let you get back to it. So thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the hologram disappears.
Oh, that she was missing an arm. Oh, I have my work cut out for me in the morning. Oh, God.
And as you start to go back to sleep, we're going to cut back to Paxson as your watch lets out this light again. I should mention that around this time, Katri is holding that flat rock in her hand, staring at the smiley face. Wannabe is probably trying to get Jovi to stop spraying water at the back of his head.
Jovi, stop doing it, please, buddy.
And Polly is just getting off the line with Letitia. Paxson, you're waking up by this metallic tink 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 just over and over and over again on your watch on the nightstand.
Knuckles, is that you?
And you can see this Joltik just like still working on a few alterations on your watch, but you look at the nightstand and he's not there. You look down at your arm and your arm is completely plated in metal, and at the base of the wrist you can see a small screen with a button sticking up, and he's just tapping away around the button trying to tell you, hey, press this real quick.
I don't understand what's going on, but I guess we'll press the button.
You press the button and all of the metal retracts into the watch.
Oh goodness, where did that come from?
The small metallic Joltik lifts up two of its little legs and these small little soldering irons start to light up at the tips.
Oh. And did you do this, Knuckles?
It nods.
Oh my goodness, when did you get so good with technology, little guy?
It has no shoulders or it would shrug. Well, it has like four shoulders, so it shrugs four times. And then it taps on the button again, and your arm gets encased in metal.
You know, this is actually pretty cool.
And you look at it, it's like matte black. It looks like it's got like that chalkboard black paint on it so you could write on it.
Oh.
And it has it has a couple of seams so you can bend your arm properly, but otherwise it's pretty nice. It's basically just like a weird metal gauntlet that you can retract and expand on your arm. And as you keep like pressing the button, just toying with it, seeing if it'll like extend to like both arms. And after pressing it like two or three times in rapid succession, it actually does. And basically you have like the Jack's arms.
Oh my god.
But as you keep doing that, the little screen face for your watch emits this light, and unprompted a hologram of a news reporter pops up, and then the TV screen in the corner of this room lights up, turns on automatically as this reporter just his face pops up, and this is happening in every room at the same time.
What? This is a remote too?
The TV comes on, and on your watch face it's the same screen. It's a hologram of it instead. But it has this little ticker popping up at the bottom of the hologram that basically just has all sorts of random news, and the reporter on the screen starts to speak.
Good morning. Tank Merriweather here, coming at you live from the Indigo Plateau with breaking news regarding our regional champion's response to all of these attacks that have been happening across Johto and Kanto. Without further ado, here he is.
And he just kind of unprofessionally turns and says, hey, can we just like And then it cuts to Glint, the man that you all have seen in Goldenrod, standing in front of a podium wearing what appears to be a nice suit that he looks very uncomfortable in.
Oh, fuck, that's a champion?
As he says,
"Hey, yeah, hi. So, Clint Northtree here. I know you all have been wondering what's the champion doing about, you know, all of what's been going on, and here's what I've been doing. I've been going around the region, checking up on all of the local trainers going through the challenge, checking their strength, and,
He looks at these index cards that he had in his hand, and he just, like, throws them up in the air.
"Man, I can't read this. I'd rather go off the top of the dome, so... like, I'm setting up this task force, trying to get all of, you know, the strong trainers in this region to help take out this threat. Just, you know, we gotta nip it in the bud, man."
These guys are going around telling people they don't deserve their Pokemon, and they need to be freed, and they're trying to take them by force, so anyone who has 3 or more gym badges, we're not forcing you to do this, but we're going to have to suspend the league tournament until after this situation is resolved. So it's in your best interest to try and stop these dumbasses from trying to take over everything as quickly as possible. I will be out there helping you all wherever I can. If anyone has any leads, a number pops up under his, like, face. If anyone has any leads, you call this number, tell me your coordinates, I will be there right away. But otherwise, we're gonna have to suspend all gym activities, all gym challenges, until after the situation's resolved. Simply because, I mean, these guys are blowing up the gyms. So, we gotta stop them. I mean, simple as that. And the screen cuts from there. It distorts a little bit to a shadowy figure saying,
"Greetings, citizens of, hey, what country, region, whatever, is this place again?"
And you can hear a voice call out, "Johto, sir?"
"Yes, sure. Whatever. I come to you with a warning. Release your Pokemon. They don't respect you. You don't have their trust. You don't have their best interest at heart. You use them. Even if you don't believe that you use them, it's not mutually beneficial. Release your Pokemon. In 3 days, the revolution will begin to take violent action towards any trainers who still carry Pokeballs. To prevent this, to ensure your own safety, to ensure the safety of these creatures that you claim to care about, release them. If they truly care, they'll stay by your side. And if they don't, you'll find a reason
to explain why you never needed them to begin with. Once again, that is 3 days before my team takes violent action. You have been warned. And we are going to change the world.
The screen cuts back to Glint looking around like, hey, what the fuck just happened? No. Nobody listened to that fucker. You keep your Pokemon with you. You fight back. We'll have to enact martial law if we have to. Just... you know, we gotta stop them. We're gonna have a volunteer... Not police. We're not doing any police bullshit. It's a volunteer, like, task force for people who fully intend to stop these, whatever they are, this revolution. Yeah, we're setting up a volunteer task force who wants to stop the revolution so they can continue with their gym challenge. So they can prove that they're stronger than me, the strongest trainer in Johto, Galar, and Alola. Fuckers haven't been taking notes, so cut the feed now, okay? Yeah, I'm done talking. Why are you still recording? And then the screen cuts back to the reporter who says, yeah, that was it. Thanks. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming now. And then it cuts to some like old sitcom rerun, like All My Growlits or some shit.
Rayma!
I'd watch that.
Random laugh.
Go
ahead.
I was gonna say, Arca has their own sitcom.
As soon as that's done, each of you three hear a knock at the door. Your doors.
He has three hands.
It's not like it's time. You know what? Yeah, one being two of his Pokemon go knock at the doors. He has Jovi and Bon knock at doors with him.
Jovi's beak taps on Catree's door. Because I don't think Catree would want Wannabe to be the first thing she sees as soon as she leaves the room. And I think Wannabe knows that.
He does.
Each of you other players, aside from Wannabe, hear a knock on the door and are greeted with either Wannabe or one of Wannabe's Pokemon. Catree.
And you the bond with Jovi.
How do you look at this point? We can say that you retrieved the charcoal from Scarebear during this time, too.
Okay, so... Catree steps out of her room. She looks fucking exhausted. It's very clear, just at a glance, that she hasn't slept all night. Unlike normal, she's wearing a hoodie! She's got the hood up at the moment, really just kind of epitomizing that, like, I'm exhausted kind of energy. She's got an energy drink in her hand to help keep her going. But the most glaring thing that you guys notice is that, her hair has a bunch of, like, black streaks in it now.
And that's what walks out. A 16-year-old who looks like, at this point, has, like, the energy of a 30-year-old who has six kids and
Oh, and she also has sunglasses on. Like, she looks she is hungover.
Oh, no.
But she's just exhausted.
Polly, you have a message on your watch that says, deposit pending approval, with a little button on it that's two buttons on the side that say approve or deny. As you come out.
Alright. We'll approve it. You know, I also come out. I got that bedhead. I clearly did not sleep well and was woken up halfway through the night. I mean, nothing as drastic as Cat Tree. I just look exhausted. I'm in my jammies still. Yeah, I mean, that's about it.
And, Paxson, are you coming out with metal arms or not metal arms?
No. We got the mask on. We're coming out with the arms. Just, like, flexing, checking them out. Right,
so, out of the four of you, Paxson looks the most happy to be awake.
Well...
Shit happened to all of us, I see.
Well, gosh, how you... Oh, good lord, what's happened to you two?
Which two are you referring to?
Oh my god.
The metal arms in the... And Catchy's entirely different vibe.
Listen, I feel like having a different vibe is a lot less, pertinent than whatever the fuck is going on with Paxson here.
Yeah,
You guys, I am just as surprised as you are.
Well, then elaborate if you have any context on this.
How are your arms? Hurt. Yeah.
It was all Knuckles. Like, he's apparently super smart.
I mean, it makes sense. He's not a Pokemon.
Like, he made all of this while I was sleeping.
He probably has... He's not a Pokemon. Probably has the same higher intelligence than probably most humans.
Yeah, in game terms, Metal Knuckles would technically be considered a Pokebot. But I'm not dealing with that. Mm-hmm. That seems a little too complicated.
Pokebot?
And... I'm sure we all just saw what was on TV.
Yeah.
Wait, did the TV turn on all of a sudden for you guys too?
I won't lie, I was not really paying attention.
Well, I also got some shit on these day too, which is not good. Shit.
I just kind of heard noise and droned it out, so care to update me?
Okay, the gym challenge is canceled right now until this terrorist group is still active.
Oh. Well, that's fucking lame.
You know that guy from Goldenbot?
Which one? We saw a lot of people in Goldenbot.
The guy had the shiny Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's the champion.
Okay.
God. And he's also making some sort of task force that some people can join. They have a quite number of gym badges. And three, I am terrified after a dream I just had.
Oh my god,
about.
How many gym badges? We should join. I wanna... I don't know if I want to, but it sounds like fun.
I mean, I don't want people's Pokemon to get stolen.
Me neither, but...
I want the gym challenge to come back.
Guys, this part is now the one that I am most disturbed over. During the night, I had a dream. I'm not sure it was a fish and from some source. You know, my mind's weird like that shit, but...
I should let you know, the pain you felt was your iron mind. Yeah.
Oh! Someone...
Oh my god, he's going senile.
My mind picked up something connected to me in my head. I first thought it was Mr. Crime or maybe Surge, but how many of you guys know the story of Getchus?
Well, friends, we're just about at our Arc 5 finale. That'll be next episode. It's honestly very surprising to know that we've managed to get to this point. It's more than I expected. The fact that we're this close to 100 episodes. That's just insane. Like, for real. But, you know, just coming in to say thanks for listening. To say, if you want to hear more from Steph, you can follow her Twitch. It's gonna be in the show notes. If you want to support Mars, their Patreon is in the show notes as well. Argo and Tyrus don't really have anything to promote. But, yeah, support them as well. As best you can. With what means you can. It really does mean a lot. That y'all are even listening to us. It's like, for real. That said, you know, for legal reasons, I'm just gonna go on ahead and say that we're not affiliated with Game Freak, Nintendo, Pokemon Company, anything like that. We're just a bunch of nerds playing a game, sharing it with all of you. You know. Yeah. And again, thank you for listening. I'm gonna go on ahead and hop out now because it is very early in the morning when I'm recording this particular bit. And, yeah, I got stuff to do, unfortunately. So, thanks again, and, see you in the arc finale. Bye-bye.
What's that? You like role-playing game actual play podcasts? You like Kingdom Hearts? You want non-stop jokes punctuated by unexpected and massive angst? You enjoy a healthy disregard for Disney's greed and overreach in regards to copyright law? Well, then do we have the podcast for you. Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era is an actual play podcast that takes place 80 years before the events of Birth by Sleep, using the interstitial Our Hearts Intertwined system. We follow a group of 5 people going on adventures through the Disney world never seen before in the Kingdom Hearts series, as they try to overcome the darkness within their own hearts. With episodes dropping every Wednesday, we release way more often than the real thing. Also, Kronk is there!